Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and the callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
There'll be lots of happy gamers waiting to see when the third game with Master Chief's released. The White House has been alerted, all the streets will be deserted when Bungie finally gives us Halo 3. Yeah, the world will be a better place to be. Ice caps will stop melting instantly. No more famine-ridden places, no more flies on children's faces when Bungie finally gives us Halo 3.
All right, it's too painful. Finally stop the music. Come on, guys.
They'll get some music shows on MTV. New Orleans will get residents, we'll get a decent president when Bungie finally gives us Halo 3. North Korea will appease us, Lindsay Lohan will find Jesus when Bungie finally gives us Halo 3.
Hey, let's run that back again.
Oh, no.
Al-Qaeda will lay down their guns and flee.
You're killing me,
Ron. Destroy your new TV. Filling up your car with gas won't take a suitcase full of cash when Bungie finally gives us Halo 3.
I can't hear anything you're saying right now.
You'll never channel surf and see Rosie. Fat folks will stop wearing baby tees. Senators will make booty calls in dirty airport bathroom stalls when Bungie finally gives us Halo 3. Yeah, the world will be a better place to be.
How much
when that third game with Master Chief's released. Michael Vick will stop abusing. Mary Bonds will stop the juicing when Bungie finally gives us Halo 3.
If you want to hear more of that.
I think I just pooed a little.
It's good times. So this is Chatterbox Video Game Radio. As always, my name is Alon.
And my name is Ara Sharinian.
And my name is Rich.
Apparently the only person here with a last name.
I like to keep it anonymous because Alon's so hard to find on the internet.
Well, you know, there's so many other Auras that
How
I have to make sure to say my last name.
In the United States?
There's probably several. Well, there's more Jews in the U.S. than there are in Israel. So
26.
The number's got to be pretty high. All right. So you can go to chatterboxgameshow.com to learn about us. We do this show, Chatterbox Video Game Radio. And this week, like every other, we're going to talk about video games. If you want to give us a call, it is 866-536-1100. That's for all the people listening live. If you've got your iPod on, don't bother calling because you'll get somebody else's radio show on KFNX. Today,
it'll probably be about some kind of magic crystals or something. Yeah,
today, we're going to avoid talking about how I'm sick and how horrible I sound on the radio. I apologize, and I'll probably be coughing directly into the mic later on. So
we have a mute button.
Yeah.
Actually.
I've got what they call a cough drop.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll try to use that. But so I sound bad. I feel bad.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry.
That's life. We're also going to give our Christmas predictions.
Yes.
I'm hoping we'll have time for this. That's the one that might get dropped. But
we
I
should
want
do
Rich.
It first.
Well,
first Rich is very anxious about his prediction. I think he's just standing there beaming. Look at him.
I want Rich to talk about Manhunt first. Because
ooh, Manhunt
now,
2.
I can't talk about how we did it. We know a guy, a little fairy, who we get the hookup.
So this game isn't out now.
Not out yet.
Comes out.
Especially the censored
Halloween.
Version, the non-censored version, I mean.
Wow, you got that pretty early.
So we
I'm impressed.
We got to play a copy of Manhunt 2 uncensored.
Yes.
I don't know how we got our hands on it. Don't know where it came from, like I said.
But we got it.
But Rich got
it
to
fell
play
fell into my lap.
I gandered at it for a few moments, but that was about it. I think it crashed while I was trying
to play it.
It
did. So. It never crashed on me, though, so.
Oh, lucky you. So I want you to talk a little bit about that, and if we think it should actually be AO, and if it's really that bad, if it's good, if people should bother playing it. When I played it for the 2 minutes I played it, the control was absolutely abysmal, and I would never touch that game. But still,
it's not that bad.
Notable nonetheless.
Even with all the guts and gore flying everywhere,
well, see, I didn't
still
get to see much of the gore, because at the beginning there's not a whole lot of cool kills. That
Alon's not that good at the game.
Although, in the first minute, you did get peed on and have feces thrown at you.
Well, that just makes up for all bad control in the game.
Well, it does. I mean, it's
really it does.
It's in your face. And all right.
Indeed.
So later in the show, we're also going to have, I believe.
Did the controller vibrate when you got peed on in the game?
No. So we're going to have the local franchisee of Play and Trade
Yes.
PlayNTrade. PlayNTrade.com is not the right website. So PlayNTrade.
The letter N.
.com. To learn about that, I guess, like, there's 80 or so of them across the U.S. And
yeah, I'm totally psyched about this because I was just walking around over the weekend in Chandler, and here's this store, and hey, this looks like a really cool video game store, so why don't I walk in there? And they've got, like, all these crazy monitors there and everything, and they have, like, all these science-based tournaments. I'm like, wow, this looks really cool.
Apparently, they're pretty on the up and up when it comes to tournaments. They're actually doing, like, a Halo 1, 2, and 3 tournament next week. And so the Halo 3 tournament will be right after Halo 3 is released.
At 12:01 a.m.
morning. So R and I are going to try to be there. I haven't even ordered my copy, so I figure I'll just buy it there.
Yeah, well, I've never heard of that game. But, you know, the really cool thing is that, you know, we really like, at least I really like, to support the tournament culture. And this is kind of like a part of, you know, just the gaming subculture in general that's been just kind of like neglected for so many years. You know, when I was a kid, I used to, you know, like work these tournaments in this video game store and do all this stuff. And that was really cool. Right. And it just kind of like, it got like a little more popular, you know, especially
what
with like Street Fighter.
When you were a kid,
there was this, oh man, there was this crazy lawyer. He just, I don't know, he just wanted to do like, I think he was just like, oh, I better think of a nice tax write-off so maybe I can get my kids some games at the same time. So I'm going to buy 500 games and open up a video game store. And it was kind of like a, you know, I don't know what they do at Play and Trade exactly, so I don't know if they do this, but this guy was like, you know, he just bought a whole bunch of games, bought a whole bunch of TVs, and then charged you by the hour to play.
I've seen that before.
Yeah. So, you know, that was pretty cool. And we did tournaments and stuff, and they did, like, birthdays and all that other junk.
Right on. So we're going to have him on the show to talk about Play and Trade, what they do, and hopefully some of the tournaments coming up soon. I also want to discuss leveling in games. I was watching John, my roommate, and Rich. Rich wasn't actually there, but they were playing that beta, that Call of Duty 4 beta.
Call of Duty 4 multiplayer beta.
By the way, like, everybody's talking about Halo 3, and Halo 3 looks good and whatever, and it's this, but really it's, you know, essentially the same thing as we've already played, Halo 2. I look at Call of Duty 4. I wonder how that is not a better game.
Call of Duty 4 is awesome. I don't know if it's better than Halo 3, because I haven't played Halo 3.
Well, the acronym
is
better.
You never played the beta?
Well, I played at the beta for, what, an hour? Dude, I mean, and that was, like, limited. You don't get the full everything.
Well, one thing it has in it, which I think is kind of silly, is leveling. And so I want to talk about leveling in games, not just Call of Duty 4, but in lots of games. The thing is, it's got potential to be awesome, and then it's also really horrible at the same time. So I want to talk about that.
I can exude a few interesting psychological points about that subject, I'm sure.
So we've got some content. And then also, that sort of just leads into a general discussion about scores and games and how it may or may not actually drive interest in gaming in general. So.
And I've got a whole bunch of games that I can't wait to talk about, which I've been saying every episode, and then we've been just not getting to it. So I'm not even going to tell you what games it is
this
time.
Other stuff is just so much better. So let's just talk about Manhunt. We've got a couple minutes before the break, before we talk to the Play and Trade Guide next segment. So tell me about Manhunt 2.
Manhunt 2. What about it? It's sweet, I guess. I don't know. Like, it's not the greatest game ever, but
if you're going to be this boring about it, we can just not talk
about
it.
Well, I mean, okay. Like,
you were telling me about
it comes down to, like,
it.
Does it deserve an AO rating? Like, from what I saw of the game, it definitely should only be mature to begin with. It should have never gotten AO rating. I mean, it's pretty gruesome, but, like, Manhunt 1 was pretty gruesome at the same time.
Is this more gruesome? Did you perhaps maybe get the fake version or something?
Well, some things, I think, are kind of more gruesome, but when it comes down to it, like, you're still stabbing glass in a guy's eye sockets. Like, how much more gruesome can
you
get?
Yeah, you know, that's pretty pedestrian.
Yeah, and I'm like, you rip off a guy's testicles with pliers, and then there's one where you rip a guy's throat out.
Do you do it with the Wii, though? Do you pinch the Wii?
I was playing the PS2 version. Oh. But
whole thing with that, all that Manhunt rigmarole, all that hoopla, was that, oh, well, it's so much worse now
because you're
more involved with the Wii remote.
Well, that
right?
wasn't
Isn't
the part
that what
of it.
Everybody was saying?
That wasn't it. They were saying the content itself is why it got the AO rating, because the PS2 version has the same rating. It has nothing to do with
the
controls.
It doesn't get a rating based off that at all. Yeah. The ESRB watches video. They don't play the game.
Yeah. They don't play.
All right. Well,
but, like, I guess I was misinformed. There are some really gruesome deaths, of course, just like the first one where you lop off a guy's head with a hatchet. And like on this one, like if you've got a shovel, you hit him in the back of the head, and then you kind of take the corner of the shovel and like kick the guy and like slice the guy's neck off, and blood starts squirting everywhere.
And how does that make you feel, Rich?
I don't know. I mean, it's a game.
It's still a crappy game, though?
It's not the best game ever. I mean,
You really liked the first one, though.
Well, I played the first one with cheats on, so
right, maybe I should sell my
Take-Two
stock then.
Well, you should never have had any to begin with.
But yeah,
I just should have sold it about a year ago.
It's not worse under investigation than the first one, is what it comes down to.
So we're going to go to break, then we're going to talk to the people from playandtrade.com, and then we'll actually talk about video game conjecture and Christmas predictions and things like that. So stay tuned with us, 866-536-1100, if you've got any questions or comments for us.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name's Ara.
I'm Alon.
And I'm Rich.
And we're back once again, and we've got a special guest on the line. Isn't that right, Alon?
Yes, but before we bring him on, we're going to talk about UAT. That is the University of Advancing Technology, where, of course, you could go or learn about going so you can make games. Ara makes games.
Yeah.
He's actually in the process of completing making a game right.
It's been kind of grueling, yes.
Yeah.
All you guys who want to make games who thinks it's all, turning knobs on a audio mixer, like those commercials, it's not like that, guys.
You don't tighten up the graphics.
The people listening here haven't seen the stupid Collins College.
Oh, God, it's so funny. Okay, so we got all the housekeeping out of the way there?
I think we do. I am curious when your game's going to actually be available, though. Cars 2, do we have a street date for that?
There's a street date. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
It's I think it's sometime in October, but don't quote me on that.
I will not be quoting since we don't have an actual date to quote.
Yes, and nobody listening quote me on that either.
Sometime right. After today. Before Christmas.
Okay, guaranteed. Okay.
There, that's a good window of opportunity.
Yep.
Sweet. All right, so so we've got Val on the line from Play and Trade in Chandler.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's going on, Val?
Not much. Long day.
Yeah, so why don't you tell us a little bit about your store there in the it's in the Chandler Fashion Center, isn't that right?
Yeah, it's actually right outside the mall, where we're in a place called the Outdoor Village. People tend to kind of get lost. It's a huge mall, and oftentimes they can't find us. But we're actually on the south side of the mall. It's like a outdoor area, bunch of restaurants, movie theater. We're actually right next to a comic book store called Atomic Comics, if you're familiar with the area.
I know where that's at.
Aren't you easy to find, though, because don't you have a 50-foot Master Chief on top of the store?
I wish.
Yeah, I was actually lost before I found your store.
Really?
No, not really. But
okay.
Yeah. All of their clientele are vagrants who can't find their way to the mall. No, it's... all right, so it might be hard to find. Go to the south side of the mall. But when I go there, what am I going to be doing?
Oh my! There's so much to do. We're not just a video game store. We're a video game community here. Even though we sell games and probably 80% of our business is in retail, what we do is far and beyond that. We run weekly video game tournaments here, and we have quite a few crowd. A lot of regulars come back for our bigger tournaments such as Halo, Gears of War, Smash Brothers. Guitar Hero, which is coming up, which is another big one. We also have the biggest thing that we have. I know you mentioned when you first walked in here, you saw a lot of TVs. We have LCD 1080p Westinghouse digital monitors here. They are used for a number of reasons. One is try before you buy. This is what really sets us apart from the competition. People can try out new and used video games. And, the cost of games now being $60, even more, people tend to, a lot of the times they tend to wait until this price drops or, they want to get it used, they want to save money. Well, sometimes you don't have to, don't judge a game by its cover. Try it out. Again, it's not up to the critics to choose games for you.
Right, because they're always wrong, almost.
So I tell you what bugs me about this idea. It's that I had it 5 years ago, and I had a dude wanted to invest.
The concept.
It was going to be more arcade-ish and have retail as well, so this is more on the retail and less on the playing. But it's going to have home consoles and build like arcade machines around them and have like this arcade where you could try the games before you actually buy them. That was my concept. You pay one price, you get to play the whole time. You don't even have to pay to play a play and trade, or do you?
No, you do not.
That's even better.
That's awesome.
So, my idea, you would have been spending money.
So Val just stood you up then, huh?
No, that's fine. Listen, I'm in the radio business now. That's all so I'm not building stuff. That's fine with me. But seriously, I was thinking about this years ago, and I'm very happy to hear that it's come to fruition. And I assume it's a place with a lot of atmosphere where I would want to just hang out.
Oh, people definitely hang out here. Actually, a lot of people have made online friends, especially like Gears of War and Halo. You kind of get to know your competition, trade names, go online and challenge them. And this happens quite often. The Smash Brothers community is a pretty close community here. Everybody knows each other. I know you guys were talking about UAT earlier. People pay the education primarily to play Smash Brothers. This is where all their education money is going.
I have seen that firsthand, my friend.
Yeah, it's I go there occasionally to put out flyers and stuff like that for our tournaments, and I walk in, there's like 20, 30 people. They're just glued to the TV playing Smash or some kind of a fighting game like Street Fighter. This is all they do. This is hard money going to for their education.
Now, let's not forget, UAT is a wonderful sponsor of ours.
It is.
Many
it is.
Things.
But that should be your slogan. You should be like, play and trade. It's cheaper than
going to school.
There you go. Pretty much.
I'm curious to know, one of the things we focus on in the show is ways that our listeners could get into the video game industry. Now, you're not designing games or building them like our friend Ara over here, but you are in the industry because you're bringing games to the community. And so I'm curious, in order to become a franchisee, it takes a lot of money and a lot of time. So I assume you were a big game player before you actually took ownership of this store. Is that right?
Well, yes and no. I can't say I was a big gamer. I was more PC gamer than console gamer. My background is definitely in technology. I was a consultant and network manager for many, many years, and I just got tired of that. I love gaming. I kind of looked into gaming as a business, and there wasn't really anything out there. Obviously, GameStop, the monopoly that they are, is not available for sale until I found Play and Trade, which is a franchise, and I was fortunate enough to get in early where, we were able to find a very nice location. I decided to combine both. A lot of the stuff in my store is more me, more personal, like the monitors, the way the store is built out. I put a lot of more technology into it. I made it more high-end, and that's part of my background. For example, you'll notice if you come in, none of the TVs have any consoles hooked up to them. Everything is done wirelessly. We're running HDMI cable to every TV. Every TV is 1080p. It's like the latest and greatest here. And I know a lot of times, the Smash people, they complain because of the lag, because they're more old school and playing old school games on newer technology causes lag. But, we're definitely prepared, and we're certainly prepared for Halo 3.
That's where you're going to have a big competition next week.
Exactly.
Yeah, that should be crazy.
It's going to be exciting.
I got to say, I have never, until about 2 weeks ago, I listened to a lot of radio. This is the first time I've heard a video game ad on the radio before.
Okay.
They actually have Halo 3 video game ads. It's
really
crazy.
That's just because you don't listen to the radio.
Yeah.
We've heard Halo 2 was on the radio.
Okay, well,
Halo 1 was on the radio.
That must have been some kind of mystical other radio thing then.
I mean, you're right. There's not a lot of advertising on video games. And my intention wasn't to make this segment just a big advertisement for Play and Trade. Ara went by there and was genuinely interested in the place, and I really want to go see it. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to see it. This is the end of the segment, so I want to thank you, Val, for coming on the show with us. We're going to meet in person sometime soon, next week, I believe, during the Halo 3 tournament. We'll come by and say hi.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for having me on the show, guys. And maybe I'll drop by the studio one day. And
anytime. You're always welcome here, Val. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That'd be awesome.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye. All right.
So after the segment, we're going to talk about, the things I want to talk about. Everybody go take a look at playntrade.com and also head over to chatterboxers.com. We'll be right back.
It's me, Mario. You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's number one. Woohoo!
This is Chatterbox. My name's Alon.
And my name's Ara.
And my name is Rich.
So Ara was just relaying some little story about his weekend. My weekend involved me being in Vegas.
Woo.
I played six hands of blackjack. Six hands, and in those six hands, I got three blackjacks.
And how many thousands of dollars did you make?
I only played $10 each hand, so I didn't make $1,000, but I doubled my money in about 10 minutes. I got two pushes, a win, and three blackjacks. In six hands, it was ridiculous.
In sequence?
No, it was a push, a blackjack, a push, a win, and two blackjacks.
That's still amazing.
Two in a row.
That's incredible.
Two in a row by itself is just silly. But
you know, maybe I should ask you, like, do I get a cut in that? I mean, I drove you to the airport. You would have never been able to get there were it not for me driving you.
I could have walked my ass.
I think there's definitely some causality here with Rich.
All right, so I'll buy you a burger.
All right.
all right, so let's talk about some games, not about our weekends.
Some games.
So as I was saying, I saw Johnny and Rich playing. Now, of course, in that world, that environment, you're really Ted.
Yes.
I saw John and Ted.
Nameless Ted.
Playing Call of Duty 4. Now, this game, by the way, looks fantastic. I only played it for a few minutes. I'm not nearly as good as everybody else. It's really tough jumping into a game when everyone else is kicking your butt.
Yeah.
But it looks fantastic, and it has a lot of elements in it that are really good. You know, it's got the perk system and all these things that you get when you level. Now,
did you say perks?
Yes.
Perks.
That thing's called perks.
You get perks. Yes.
Like special abilities or things that you can add. Kind of like, all right, so not just guns, but one perk is like you can shoot through walls.
You
right?
get when you different shoot. Abilities. Oh,
okay. It's not like you get a new pair of shoes.
No.
Or like you get to take a vacation.
I assume the shooting through walls is only certain guns, right?
When you have that skill, it's any gun, but it's only certain walls, and it decreases the damage it does. So like if you have a weaker weapon and shoot through one of the walls, it's going to do significantly less damage, where if you have
so you can shoot through like a
high
wood door, but you can't shoot through brick.
If it's concrete, I'm pretty sure most guns don't go through that.
All right.
Or if any.
Good. So it tries to be realistic, and like then there's one you can activate where like when you die, you can knock off a few more shots when you're on the ground.
Last stand.
That sounds like a perk.
Yeah, so there's all these things, but the thing is you've got to level up to get them. And so I was thinking to myself, you've got all these people, and they all level up really fast. Now, Rich and John are telling me that, okay, you level up really fast because it's the beta, and they want to give everybody, you know, I guess the chance to see what the leveling up system's all about, but also get all the stuff really fast. But even so...
And in the process, just completely obliterate any kind of motivation to play the real game when it comes out?
I've thought about that too, but that's not my point. So let's say it takes you longer to level up. Still, it's going to result in everybody at some... Anyone who cares about the game and plays it a lot...
Right.
We'll just be at the top level. So what was the use? I mean, it was sort of interesting as you escalated, but then you get to the top and it actually demotivates me.
Well, I got everything. I mean, it does one of two things, right? I mean, like surely, you know, over time, what you're saying certainly will happen. But I think that what some developers do to kind of like combat this is they just make it take a really long time for you to level up, or they just give you a really large range.
But I've never seen a game that does take a long time. Now, in a single player game, leveling's great. Right. First of all, they can sort of stage it and determine how long they want it to take to level up. So you only get to the highest level when you're towards the end of the game or whatever.
Yeah.
But in these online games, I mean, WoW was the same thing. Everyone got up to level 60 in like a month or something. And then they thought that it would take to go from 60 to 70. 2 weeks or something, and some guy did it in a day.
6 hours for one guy.
Wow.
Yeah, so, like, I'm wondering, I understand the point. I can appreciate it if it took longer to level. But at the same time, if it took so long to level, then the people who are playing the game casually would never experience the whole game. And I'd be in it saying, wait a minute, I want to do all that cool stuff that he's doing. Why can't I do it? It's stupid that I can't do it right off the bat.
Well, eventually, it'll just deteriorate into everyone being at the same level one way or the other, right?
Yeah, or the people who are trying to become interested in the game but haven't had their minds decided are only going to get to see half the game and are going to get upset with it. So I can't figure out a good solution to this. Like, maybe if you're in a ranked game, then you have your ranked character that takes a really long time.
Yeah, well, there are different modes like that. When you the experience stuff is only in that certain mode that's in the beta. There will be multiplayer options where you can just have everything unlocked and pick your perks as you want them. Like, that's not the only multiplayer mode, is the experience mode. Because, like, the single player game is going to have the experience mode, and you have to get more experience to unlock the perks. And then the multiplayer gives you the option of either, you know, earning your rank and leveling up and getting the perks, or just have them all unlocked and everybody's on the same playing field. So it's going to give you the option of doing either one.
Still, the mode exists, and I'm wondering if there's any real function.
Well, what's your beef with this type of system in general? Well, because, not just in, you know, this instance in particular.
Because eventually, like, for the people who are playing it casually, they don't get to see all the stuff. And the people who are playing it seriously, they level up so fast that what was the point of having the levels in the first place?
Well, I think
what does
that
it actually accomplish for you?
I think that the original motivation for this type of system is essentially a simulation of a player improving their skill. In other words, in order to, you know, let's say you start playing some game, right? Well, as you gain experience playing the game, or whatever it is, it doesn't even have to be a game, whatever activity, right? You get better at it, right? Let's say it's football. You play lots of football or basketball or whatever, you get better at it, right?
Practice is true. Perfect, they say.
Right. So the problem is that, first of all, there are some games where, you know, it may be too simulation-like, right? So that, or there might not be enough strategy in it so that you can't really express a player's skill in terms of what they do in the game, right? So you have to kind of like abstract it away a little bit, and you get this level system where basically, you know, your time that you're investing in the game is also simulating, kind of like it's reciprocating you by making your levels go up, right? Which you're not really getting better at the game, but the game's kind of like simulating that outcome. And I think that one of the other reasons why they do that is because, you know, in real pursuits in life and anything that you get practice in, you know, you may hit plateaus, right? You may get better and better up to a point, and then you don't get better anymore, right? So having some kind of like simulated system of leveling up, I mean, in its essence, it is a simulation, is simulating you getting better at a linear enough rate for it to motivate you to keep playing more and more. That's what I think the original impetus is behind all these things.
Okay.
Because now you could do something that would be totally fair in one hand, and at the same time it might not work for the mass market, which is like, you know, something like, okay, there's no leveling up in chess, right? But players are ranked in chess. You know, you have a ranking. You can get a score that says what your so-called level is that represents your skill. The problem is that, you know, that doesn't really appeal to masses, because what will happen is people will basically very, very quickly gain some skill and then very, very slowly kind of have their skill level approach a certain limit, right? But if you have this leveling system, then you have the simulation. You can guarantee every player who tries the game, well, if I put in 10 hours, I'm going to get about, you know, 10 levels or whatever, right? Where you can play chess and you can be an idiot, and you can be like, I'll put in 10 hours of chess, and you can be, you know, stupider than maybe some other guy who put in 1 hour than chess.
Yeah. I recognize it as a reward system for the player.
Right. That's essentially what it is.
But here's the thing. Yes. Let's review the timeline of my experience with the game. Let's say I really like this game. And, like, my roommate still plays Call of Duty 2 until the fourth one just, you know, beta rolled around. But he'd play that. So, essentially, plays this game for a really long time, many, many months. And people still play Halo 2, right? So, clearly, there are games people play for a long time. So, I level up. Really? You're going to be leveled up to the max probably in the first week if you're, you know, one of those maniacal players. Or maybe it'll take you 3 weeks. But then you play the game for 8 months. And the fact that the game even had levels is completely irrelevant.
Well, that's a good point, and I think I'll have some retorts about that when we come back.
No leveling. We'll be right back.
Everybody to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name's Ara.
I'm Alon.
And I'm Rich.
Just reminding everybody, I'm sick.
Alon's sick, and I'm not sick.
Either am I.
And, oh, but you will be soon.
And, well,
we should take bets.
Let's not get...
let's watch out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. There were like 2 years when I went to UAT, and I was only sick a couple of times.
That makes you a very good student.
Yeah, that's a poor segue, but everybody should head over to uat.edu, learn about the University of Advancing Technology. They sponsor the show. We really appreciate it, and they make it happen. So we were talking about leveling.
Yeah, hold on. I want to give out the number in case anyone wants to call, because I know this is such hot, controversial topic here.
Last week someone called. We didn't even get to him because we ran out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, don't call 5 minutes before the show. Call like 6 minutes before the show ends. So 866-536-1100.
Note that it's about 6 minutes before
the show. Yeah, so call right now or just don't call at all.
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking about leveling, and I pointed out that if a game has leveling, if you're going to get to the end of it, like the peak level where they don't let you go anymore,
right,
you're probably a player who plays a lot, and you're the player who's going to play it far longer and the amount of time that it took you to actually get to that level. So that's my argument for why levels are dumb.
Okay, here's something interesting.
It feels good to get to that level.
Hold on,
but
okay.
Imagine if the game took a year to get to the max level instead of 2 weeks.
That's called FF11, and it did terribly.
Well,
Of the leveling system.
I know that, you know, Rich is a hedonist here and everything, but one point that I don't think that we've covered yet is that really, I mean, you're talking about this type of leveling more in the context of MMOs, right?
No.
Or just games that you play with other people.
Any game that has a level that isn't single player.
Okay.
I mean, it has leveling characters.
Okay, fine. Right. You know, this whole idea, this whole construct, right, came up in an age where there wasn't such a thing, right? So I think all by itself, this kind of, you know, level type of metaphor works fine. You get, I think, into all kinds of problems when you come into the multiplayer game thing where people, you know, you'll have a character and it has levels that actually, you know, are persistent from sessions, right?
Yeah. By the way, for the purpose of clarity, I'll point out that when I say non-single player, I mean well, if it's a multiplayer game like Gauntlet, where it's story-driven, right, where the game timeline is defined, then leveling is fine. But when the timeline is not defined, like in a versus multiplayer game.
Yeah.
Or WoW, which has
so, so not so much like style. MMO necessarily, but maybe like, you know, not maybe
online persistent.
Just plain MO, right?
Just persistent. So
not massive necessarily, but multiplayer online.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, and the persistent thing is important. I mean, the other thing that happens, right, is that, you know, okay, like let's say Rich plays the game for 20 hours and he's level, you know, 800 and you play the game and you just started and you're level 5, right? Now, just because Rich put all that time into the game, regardless of his skill level and your skill level, he's going to kick your butt all day long no matter what.
Well, that's why they don't connect those two players.
Yeah.
That's an easy,
I mean, that's why
easily
you don't,
solved issue.
I mean, you're not going to have a level 70 fighting a level 40 in WoW,
right,
because
but
they're guaranteed to win.
But my point is that, you know, they have to now introduce all of these kind of like, you know, epicycles type like contortions to make it work. And I think that there's still some, like, you know, dangling things left over,
well,
which is why you're
complaining. I mean, a rank, like a Halo 2 had rankings too, so you wouldn't be putting good people against, you know, noobs. But that doesn't actually change
That was based on itself. If you're actually good at the game, they give you a higher number.
Yeah, that's just a skill level, not a level where you actually get new stuff and new powers and new strengths, right? When you have that, and I like the idea of leveling up, and I like how there's this constant drive, a constant reward system. That would be cool. But when the reward system ends so fast, that's when... I mean, well, honestly, this topic I don't think is one that needs to take up a whole show. Like, I just had to express that. I was watching you guys play, and I'm like, wow, you guys are all up to level 16. That must be awesome leveling up. Except now you're all up to level 16, which is the max, and now you're going to play for the next year and a half.
And they could always add more through Xbox Live and downloadable content, possibly.
Yeah, but there's limitations. As soon as they add more, the next day, you're at the max again.
I mean, it is kind of a trick, if you really think about it. I mean, it's kind of like a smoke and mirrors thing, right? Because if you're at level 16 and he's at level 16, they're the same. And if you're at level 500 and he's 500... then it's the same thing still, right? Except maybe you can do a little
more. I mean,
the
game is still a lot more skill-based than it is level-based or, you know. Yeah, if you're actually good at the game, you can, in your rank 1, with none of the good perks, you could still kill people that are rank 16 easily.
Yeah, and that's fine. It's like this evolving feature set, but
yeah.
I don't know why leveling has to be this... the method of introducing these into the game, and it was just strange to me, because I thought about that, and then I thought about WoW. I'm like, really, WoW is dumb too, because everyone I know is just at the max level, and they have been for 3 years. And
okay, can we move on to another topic, guys?
I am happy to.
Okay, good, because I'm glad you mentioned WoW, indirectly talking about it. I want to talk about this WoW addiction stuff.
Ah.
Okay. Now, recently, there was this thing in the news where, you know, this guy in China... apparently played.
Died.
Like, well, I don't know what he was playing.
3 days
was
of WoW.
Not the first one.
Yeah,
it's
not,
happened
not
more
the
than,
first one,
yeah.
Right? But here's the thing. This is what I don't understand. And I was talking about this with a coworker of mine earlier. Okay, so there's like this internet addiction or, you know, this WoW addiction, right?
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's rather pervasive where people are just completely giving up their lives to WoW.
Do we even know if it was WoW that the guy was playing?
Yeah, I think it was WoW.
All right.
Okay, Rich has got the scoop.
Nope, it's WoW.
Okay, so... this is what I don't understand. Okay, if you're like a 30-year-old Chinese guy, doesn't have to be that nationality. You can be really any nationality.
You could be Armenian.
You could be a 30-year-old Armenian guy or a 30-year-old Chinese guy. And, you know, like if you don't have a family and you don't have any friends and you don't have anything better to do, okay, fine. I can see how you may get so engrossed into something that, you know, you neglect bodily functions or whatever. Okay,
I
can see that
potentially. Are we thinking that this guy wasn't a
loser? No, he was. This is what, but the other thing I'm talking about is you've heard just as many stories of people who have, like, you know, wives, girlfriends, families, what have you, and they're like completely surrendering their lives to this game. And this is what I don't get, because
also losers.
Yeah, but this is even worse. You know, I mean, you know, when I have a girlfriend, you know, I don't spend time, you know, obsessing over video games. When I have like more important things to do in my life, actually, I play almost no video games.
People are crazy.
It's not because people are crazy. It's because people are pussies. And it's because if someone's leading that life where they have a wife and they prefer to play a game, they're in a bad relationship and they're too much of a pussy to end the relationship.
Probably. This is a completely foreign thing to me. I don't understand how this happens.
That's because when you date someone, you actually like them.
Yes. Well,
how odd is that?
That's how, I mean, I don't know.
That's not how Americans
live. Call me crazy, but, you know, I like, you know.
That's
no, Americans like to argue and be upset at people and yell and scream.
Here's a few interesting things that are going on in China about MMOs. Did you guys know that internet game operators have been ordered to install anti-addiction software on their games to help youngsters stay offline?
Now, it's essentially time-limiting software.
This is interesting, right? Because the government in China a few months ago actually issued a regulation that affects the way games are designed in China.
So what if they're designed in the United States and then shipped
to
China?
No, I don't know. If a game comes out in China, right, this is what you have to do. You have to have a game fatigue system that'll encourage any player under 18 to play less than 3 hours a day. Okay, it even gets more specific than this. They said that after playing for 3 hours continuously, right, mandated design decisions by the Chinese government, your game for the next 2 hours have to yield only half the normal points, whatever points are. And after 5 hours of play, there'll be no points. And after a five-hour limit, you have to put up some kind of dialogue box that says every 15 minutes, you have entered unhealthy game time. Please go offline immediately to rest. If you do not, your health will be damaged. I think they're talking about game health, not real health.
The computer
and your
blows
points will
up
be cut to zero
and stabs your neck.
So this is hilarious. The Chinese government is mandating video game design.
If you keep playing, we're gonna make your life miserable.
Does
Stop
that mean
that
any
it.
Game released has to adhere to these?
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm just
going to
say yes,
like,
emphatically.
I'm going to play Halo, and after 3 hours, my bullets do less damage, and I get hurt more.
So would I go to jail for selling a U.S. copy of a game to someone in China?
Yes. I don't know.
Yes.
Maybe you can try it.
Probably. All right. Well, we are at the end of our show. I want to thank our wonderful board op today, who was not the usual one, but did an excellent job.
Fantastic job.
Amazing.
Even amidst my horrible voice. So thank you, everybody. We'll be back next week, even though you probably won't be because you'll be busy playing Halo 3. And that's it.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back.
Bye, guys.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.